WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Morgan Norwood. Vice President Kamala Harris in Florida today. She's expected to deliver remarks at this hour after meeting with parents, educators, and civil rights leaders on changes to the state's school curriculum and teaching of Black history. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
The White House says this trip is to, quote unquote, fight back against new controversial Black history standards approved this week by the state of Florida's Board of Education. Among the changes that they made is a clarification that the state's, quote, instruction includes how slaves develop skills which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit, end quote.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who was running for the GOP presidential nomination, criticized Harris and accused her of lying about the curriculum. Another court date added to former President Donald Trump's calendar, a federal judge in Florida set up a May 2024 start date for the trial into Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents. This is ABC News. More disturbing information released today on the mass shooting in North Dakota last week. One police officer died. Two more were injured.
Last week's attack on police officers in Fargo was a true ambush.
None of the officers even had so much as an opportunity to turn, to crouch, to grab for their service weapon, nothing.
North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley said the gunman, Muhammad Barakat, had searched for ways to inflict maximum damage.
Explosive ammo. Kill fast. Incendiary rounds. Mass shooting events. How to, I guess.
Barakat was shot and killed by other officers. Brian Clark, ABC News.
On the outskirts of Berlin, Germany, the days-long hunt for a suspected lion has been called off. Experts now concluding the animal is possibly a wild boar. The U.S. women's soccer team starts its quest for a World Cup three-peat tonight against Vietnam. Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A judge has ordered the Taylor Shabusiness trial will move forward as scheduled. The 25-year-old Green Bay woman is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mutilating the corpse of Shad Therian in February of 2022. The court heard from an expert witness and forensic psychologist last week who said Shabusiness was not fit to stand trial. Earlier today, the court's own expert witness disagreed. Jury selection starts today. Green Bay police are investigating the death of a 2-year-old child. Authorities were called to Green Bay's East Side about 3:30 yesterday afternoon to the 600 block of South Irwin Avenue. They arrived to find the child unconscious. First responders tried to perform CPR but were unsuccessful. The child was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. Anyone that might have information on the case is being asked to contact the Green Bay Police Department. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project of Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, a new location, the inaugural edition, live on State and Dayton. We're in the world headquarters, baby.
Dude, State Street in Madison. There's no place that I would rather be today than right here with you.
The shiny new Mad Radio WMDX studio, Solidarity Realty Studio, Civic Media Studios. And who let you in here?
I know.
I mean, the fact that you're in Madison right beside me on this glorious
the inaugural day. Come on, man. I would not miss this for the world. It sounds good. It's crisp. It's clean. And we're going to have a hell of a day today.
I wish my shirt was more slimming.
Don't worry, Crudy.
I know we're a radio product.
It's not the shirt, man.
Oh. I should have worn a dark color. The visual representation, but, you know, we're a radio product, but the world walking by on State Street, Tom. It's like a magical place here.
It truly is. Coming down Washington Street today, looking at the Capitol. It used to be our beat for a long time, man. We came down here every day.
What do you mean used to be?
Well,
I was in that building last Thursday.
I don't come down as much as I used to.
I keep running that building. Do you know? And we're going to build up to this someday soon. It's been nearly 10 years since we were arrested in that building.
I can't even believe it, man. 10 years?
July 24th, 2013.
Wow.
So we're going to have to build up. We're going to have to do something big for that day.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a victory over the man party.
Where's Jeff Scott Olson when you need him?
Well, he's probably making money doing something better, waiting for us to get arrested again or something.
Yeah, it won't take too long.
Dominic, let's turn our attention towards the politics. And sadly, Scott Walker.
Wah, wah, wah. I mean, we still got to deal with this guy?
The former gubernator of the great state of Wisconsin is out there making desperate pleas at this very minute for Donald Trump to please come to the debate that his Young Adolphs Association.
Young America's Foundation.
Oh, my bad.
Yes. We're going to be accurate on these.
They're apparently the brand sponsor of the Milwaukee debate August 23rd. And Scott Walker's got a bit of a vested interest in making sure Trump shows up. Is that the deal?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to listen. I mean, Scott Walker, leading the Young America's Foundation, is now, as they put it, you know, the collector of youth. He organizes
the indoctrinator youth. Of youth.
He is the inspirer of the youth of America these days, man. He's getting all the conservatives on campus to rally up, and they're going to want to come down and see some Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump doesn't show up, and I don't think he will, if Donald Trump does not show up, I don't think it bodes very well for Scott Walker.
Former gubernator Scott Walker from Wisconsin, Republican, says he thinks it would be a mistake for former President Trump not to attend the upcoming Republican presidential primary debates, as the former president threatens to skip it. The race is certain. I haven't done the wanker in a long time. It's sort of a nasal monotone.
It's pretty bad. I don't miss it. So please butcher it. Go ahead.
The race is certainly his to lose right now. He's an unconventional candidate.
Yes, that what he is.
When some people talked about him not going to the upcoming debate in August in Milwaukee, I think that would be a mistake. Walker apparently making it on the CNN with the Dana Bash Inside Politics on Monday. Now, Trump, your buddy, your birthday soulmate, Donald Trump, has not committed to the first GOP presidential primary debate set to take place next month in Milwaukee. And Jason Miller, you know, the big roundheaded guy, apparently tried to slip an abortive pill into his pregnant girlfriend's martini or something. Yeah,
the best people.
Jason Miller, longtime advisor to Trump and really got awful human being, as near as I could tell, said last week on the Hill on the News Nation that the former president was, his quote, unlikely to participate in at least the first two debates, citing the polls showing that Trump is far and away the front runner in the race for the Republican nomination. Now, when you say far and away, most recent polling I saw hit Trump up 39 on DeSantis. Trump 56, DeSantis 17.
That's far and away.
That is far and away.
And that's DeSantis in second place.
Oh, here it is. Morning's consult poll found 56% of potential GOP primary voters back Trump. Here's what Walker said. I try not to breathe any life into him, but I can't do the Walker. Even with the lead, I think right now, the more he's out there directly engaged with the other candidates, the better off for him, Walker said.
I absolutely disagree with that. I don't think Trump
he's
wants
up
to.
He's like 39.
He has nowhere
what
to go but down.
Benefit.
Well, yeah, exactly. He's had nowhere to go but down. And someone like Chris Christie, if he gets on the debate stage, will light his ass up.
Well, slow down. Slow down. I saw Rick Wilson earlier today. Rick Wilson, occasional guest on the Todd Alba show, Rick Wilson, Republican strategist. He was connected in some weird way to Scott Walker way, way back when Scott Walker was a rising star and not a used to be somebody. I could have been a contender.
That could have been.
Walker ran against Trump in the Republican presidential campaign in 16 before he dropped out of the race. The former Wisconsin governor said, as he saw in the first or second debate in 2016, this guy dominates the stage. Even if you've got a great record, that only gets you on the stage. Yeah, look at you, Scott Walker. You've got to be equally as bold when you go out and make the case to the American voters. And Donald Trump did that 8 years ago.
Yeah, when he put a cigarette out on your ass, Scott Walker, and then you got out of the race after polling 0.0 and begging anybody in the media to talk to you after that last debate. And you specifically stated the reason for your withdrawal was so that another conservative could step up and a true conservative.
He was clearing the field, wasn't he?
Yes, yes, yes. God called him to quit.
One more quote from
so Michael. God called Scott Walker a quitter. I just want to be clear.
Told him, Scott, quit. For the sake of humanity, be a quitter. And one more wanker quote.
Oh, my.
And he's a prize fighter.
What?
Prize fighters belong in the ring defending their title. And that's where you should be today, Walker said.
Ooh, be careful when you talk to the man.
Unlike you, you're not a prize fighter. You're more of like a cross-country guy. I heard he ran track in high school, Dom.
Glass Joe.
Now, the Republican National Committee says candidates must vow to back the eventual Damn it.
Well,
eventual.
Eventual?
My first misspeak in the new studios. Yeah, it was bound to happen.
It won't be your last.
The eventual GOP presidential nominee to debate, which Trump has refused to do so far, stating,
it would depend on who the nominee was.
No, let's talk about
I'll
that.
I'll support
for
myself.
Of course I will. And anyone could say that. What are you going to do? If you know, say Chris Christie gets on the stage. Say, yeah, I'll support Trump. Hey, you know, has it terrible, doesn't support Trump. Nobody supports Trump except Trump and the cult.
So just lie and say you're going to support Trump.
What's the recourse?
Remember in 16 when they asked people to raise your hand, like, who will support the eventual Republican nominee? Everybody raised their hands except Trump. What did Aaron Sommers, our fine producer today, what was it that Scott Walker said? Because if you'll recall, Walker actually debated Trump, and it didn't go so well for the Wankinator. Something about, we don't need another apprentice, sir. Play it for the people. Refresh their memory.
Mr. Trump, we don't need an apprentice in the White House.
Did you hear the golf
tepid
clap there?
Close.
And then he had one more, and this one really sold everyone on Scott Walker as the alternative.
And you know he like practiced this one. This was going to be, this is up out of the park. This you warmed him up.
He hammed it up in front of the mirror.
Yeah, you got it going. And then he followed up with all the things you wouldn't elect Scott Walker to be. Play it, please, Aaron.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
I wouldn't hire you to run down a list of things I wouldn't hire you to do, Scott Walker. You can't even do that. Stumbling over your own words.
I would not hire him to mow my lawn.
I would not hire him to pick up the dog poo.
Oh, maybe. Because I really don't like that job. And Scott Walker seems about as qualified as anyone.
I have no faith. I think he'd be one of those like smeared on the ground and get like half of it and half of it still there. I have no faith in the dog poo picker-upping skills of Scott Walker, at least based on his speeches and certainly based on his governance.
So the self-interested head of the Young Adolphs Foundation.
Young America's Foundation.
Oh, thank you for the correction.
You're welcome.
Is imploring the guy that crushed him in the debate to now show up and debate.
The guy who received a message from God to tell him to leave the last election. God told you to leave that election so a true conservative could rise up.
Yeah, but now he's got self-interest in the outcome. Well, what?
Did God?
He needs Trump on that debate.
Was there an update
stage
from God? I'm just curious. I mean, since that's what he said, was this his own decision or did God have a part of this?
Dear God, it's Scott.
Hi, God, it's Scott.
I know I'm contradicting your last message, but this time I want Trump on the stage.
And they're really paying me well over at the YAF.
And I really want the job. And Trump would be what? He would be only eligible for one more term as the president. So that would be a good thing from Scott Walker's point of view, because his contract's going to run out. And what's next for Scotty?
Oh, I can't wait.
He's got some money in the bank now. Probably, if you'll recall, when he unsuccessfully ran for the presidency, he made a FEC filing, Federal Elections Commission filing, and he had a net negative worth of minus $73,500.
That means he was worth more
dead than alive. I think he might have a positive net worth.
Well, no, man, getting paid by YAF, to inspire those young kids. I mean, he's doing a hell of a job, Brownie.
I bet they've retained a lot of gold during World War II. The Young Adolphs, are they called?
Young America's Foundation.
That might be a different group.
Yeah, it's totally, barely different.
Scott Walker, begging you, Trump, please come to Milwaukee.
No, Scott Walker or Donald Trump, do not come to Milwaukee.
Dominic, we're here in Madison. The Solidarity Realties, the Mad Radio Studios, shiny and new. Hardly word stumbled in yet.
Hardly.
Come back with us. We'll get the phones working. We'll take your calls, perhaps. 844-967-2789. A lot of hot headlines, and I'll get about half of them right.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right
now. I'm
choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 58. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs around 82. A mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Partly cloudy. Low 80s. Sunday, mid 80s. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 86.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And we're all out of bubble gum.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy, happy days. Join us. Got the new studio, got the new lines. Everything's running. It's great. Join us, 844-967-2789.
Not only can I see the texters on my cell phone, but they're right here on the studio wall. Here's a few examples. I was born and raised in Madison. This, I believe, Jeff from Sherwood, trash talking again. It's coming sort of a popular troll here. Yeah. Your boss's neighbors.
Well, he should be very happy that things are running very smoothly right now.
Now, he makes this claim. I was born and raised in Madison. Actually, drove cars on State Street many times legally, but once in my buddy's 55 Chevy at midnight, we were pulled over. If I still lived there, I would not have allowed you lacrosse dudes to enjoy my city. Yeah, well, you don't, Jeff. You don't. You live in Sherwood. Another one. Walker is begging to get cucked by Trump again. This time in his home state. What a pathetic loser.
The who's the her.
And another one. I love the burning dumpster fire that is DeSantis. You know, Walker 2.0. Very excited for that potential matchup.
Well, very, very close to home.
Well, Dominic, I found a headline. DeSantis has entered a familiar cycle that often ends in collapse. Reporter, what I tell you, Ron DeSantis was a 90-day candidate. And the expiration date, right around Labor Day. That's the second one, right?
Yep.
August 31st. I should know, it's my wedding anniversary.
You should know.
Have a hell of a time keeping that one straight. This one at the Raw Story Plus, one of my favorite sources. Florida gubernator Ron DeSantis is resetting his stalled presidential campaign, where he's been losing ground to frontrunner Donald Trump, either despite or because of the former president getting indicted on dozens of felony charges in two separate jurisdictions. Semifor reports that DeSantis has decided to switch things up. He's switching things up.
Switching it up. All right.
After failing to gain traction for several months now, and he's even conducting an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper, despite his longstanding policy of not speaking to mainstream news organizations.
Yeah, I mean, if it's for just a moment here, I mean, if you're going to run for a national office like that, I mean, how do you avoid the regular press? You know what I mean? Really, dude? Are you that bad that your handlers won't let you get near someone who might ask you a legitimate question?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he is that bad.
That's terrible.
You know, 23 days to the Iowa State Fair. Remember when Scott Walker was there on the stump, on the
bales of hay?
The hay bales.
Yeah, yeah.
And the protesters came out and they were, you know, Scott Walker sucks kind of signs.
And Scott Walker literally, like grabbed their sign.
Trying to pull the sign out of individual protesters'
hands. I mean, that's
hands.
One way to look at it. The other way would be to have a government official trying to suppress your free speech rights, which, of course, Walker did over and over and over and over again here in the Capitol.
And he also told Casey Hunt at that time with MSNBC that he would strongly contemplate building a northern wall as well.
I mean, why not an eastern or western wall? I mean, let's just get to it. You know what I mean? Let's solve all of our problems with walls.
Could we wall off the coastal elites?
Yeah.
More from this article. Reporter Shelby Talbot argues that this news doesn't mean DeSantis has finished as a presidential contender. I argue it does. Yeah. But he has entered a familiar cycle that often ends in collapse for political campaigns.
We've seen this trip before.
See the aforementioned Scott Walker, right? That said, DeSantis donor Dan Eberhardt tells Talcott that it's a good sign that DeSantis has recognized the need to switch up his strategy, as it shows he isn't simply content to stall as Wisconsin gubernator Scotty Walker did in 2016. I mean, that day-old bread just got hard on the shelf.
Now, Scott Walker, I don't recall going ever went through a retooling of the campaign. There were plenty of tools in that campaign. He didn't redo any of them.
This campaign is smart to adapt, he explained, this rich guy. Scott Walker's campaign was too heavy, and he didn't make changes soon enough. DeSantis' campaign is ahead of the curve and is making the tough choices that will enable him to win. I laugh as I say this. That will enable him to win in the early primary states and beyond. He will not go beyond. He will never make it to Iowa. I don't think he makes it to the caucus.
The report also says DeSantis may have deliberately picked Tapper, who does not give easy interviews, in order to potentially engineer a confrontation similar to Trump's CNN town hall to generate new interest. New interest.
You know, I would like to be the journalist that makes Ron DeSantis cry in Iowa. I think you could be my sidekick.
You think so?
I was the first one that interviewed Scott Walker. At least I was amongst the press gavel. The first public event after September 21st of 2015, after Scott Walker publicly pulled himself from the race. And remember our buddy looked sort of like Abraham Lincoln when Walker said he was quitting?
He started clapping.
Arthur clapped. I mean, it sting a little.
Oh,
for the man,
so
you know, you're up there.
I know, but listen. Let me
worst
listen.
Moment of his life for the guy he's cheering for.
The guy, I mean, Scott Walker was not smart. A smart campaigner. I mean, all the politics aside.
You wouldn't hire him to be the president.
I wouldn't hire him to run a campaign.
President.
The guy'd show up at a mom and pop diner with a stage and lights and microphone system and sound system. And I mean, it was total overkill. You see these consultants and who ended up getting many of them probably, what, 10 cents or
they got
50
paid.
Cents on the dollar.
Oh, Scott Walker did stop.
There was some negotiating going on in the back
negotiated
end.
For less than full settlement amounts.
Right, dude. But, I mean, no, you don't need that kind of... He was a mark. So all the consultants come out and say, oh, my God, look at this guy, Scott Walker. He's going to go to Ray's Diner down the street and set up a $50,000 stage for the guy. 50? There's no way. He can get it for $5. Don't worry, it's Scott Walker. I mean, he is just terrible. He's terrible. All the way around. And DeSantis... is just as bad.
You know, Scott Walker ended his campaign over, what, like $1.5 million in debt? You know how he made that money up?
How? Selling his list.
Email addresses. Yeah. You had to give Scott Walker at least a dollar or two because I gave him your email.
Thanks.
And I got a Friends of Scott Walker email.
Yes.
You know the one thing absent here from the shiny new Mad Radio Studios?
The Scott Walker Worship Satan bumper sticker?
Exactly! Where is it? I feel naked. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone calls from you accepted here. I think they work. 844-967-2789.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Florida today. She's expected to deliver remarks at this hour after meeting with parents, educators, and civil rights leaders on changes to the state's school curriculum and teaching of Black history. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
The White House says this trip is to, quote unquote, fight back against new controversial Black history standards approved this week by the state of Florida's Board of Education. Among the changes that they made is a clarification that the state's, quote, instruction includes how slaves develop skills which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit, end quote.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who was running for the GOP presidential nomination, criticized Harris and accused her of lying about the curriculum. Another court date added to former President Donald Trump's calendar, a federal judge in Florida, set up a May 2024 start date for the trial into Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
For this weekend, Oshkosh is the busiest airport in the world. EAA celebrates its 70th with hundreds of thousands of its closest friends from all over the world. It officially starts Monday, but try telling that to the people already there. The event has been in Oshkosh since 1970 after moving from Rockford, Illinois.
And when your eyes are not in the skies, look for Mino and the Mayor from the Talk of Green Bay Morning Show, broadcasting live starting at 6 a.m.
Legendary singer Tony Bennett has passed away at the age of 96 in New York City. The famous crooner was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2016. We are in the middle of summer blockbuster season at the box office, and two highly anticipated films open this weekend. Batman and Inception director Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer reviewed well, pulling in 93 on Rotten Tomatoes, and the comedy Barbie came in at 90%.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albus Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albus Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. I got my little buddy right here with me, shiny new studios, downtown Madison, State Dayton. If you're walking the street, wave at us. I'll give you back a little wave.
A little wave. Hey, got it. Honestly, thanks to all the engineers and everyone that put all this together. I mean, it's been kind of a cluster, as we all know, the last couple of
weeks. The cluster is entirely AT&T's, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's not our team. It was AT&T.
But our team, we're here. We're in the new studios, man. So well done, everybody. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. To our people, not AT&T. You will be on my list forever. I have AT&T PTSD. A little setback. Dom, you know who... might have a little financial setback going on right now.
Well, Scott Walker's making some money, so it's not going to be him.
It's not Wanker for a change. He's probably out of the net negative worth category. Probably.
Probably. Well, you know, you never know how he's living, man.
You got to wonder, though. Is it possible that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is broke?
What?
Could Rojo be broke?
Ah, come on. He's one of the wealthiest senators in the country.
But he's taking donor money to repay old debts that he claimed he would never have to repay.
You know the old saying, Crudy, I'd give it all away for just a little bit more.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson pockets $400,000 from donors.
Oof.
Daniel Bice, Lawrence Andrea at the Journal Sentinel. U.S. Senator Rojo, Ron Johnson, is paying himself back hundreds of thousands of dollars for loans he made to his prior Senate campaigns, despite claiming he would not seek to recoup the money from donors.
Well, he also said he wouldn't run for another term. I mean, Ron...
Well, this is a little different. I always knew Ron would backslide on his third term promise.
You make one promise and you break it, then you're going to break promises. Now you're known as the promise breaker. Not quite an oath keeper. I mean, in some ways, kind of like an oath keeper, but a promise breaker.
Is that like a tourist? The Oshkosh Republican received $400,000 from his campaign account in early May, according to the latest filings with the Federal Elections Commission. The payments were made in installments, Dom. Two Stormies, 150 each. Two more for $60,000 and $40,000, all on May 3rd for loans from his successful 2010 and 2016 elections.
Why would they break it all up like that?
You mean into several different payments?
All on May 3rd. I mean, what's the point of that?
Margin call?
Maybe.
Make a bad stock bet? Who knows?
I mean, you know, Truthy Social is not doing as good as they thought it was going to.
In May 2022, the Supreme Court ruled in Ted Cruz v. FEC decision that federal candidates are entitled to use an unlimited amount of cash raised from an election to repay loans they had previously made to their campaign. Now, federal lawmakers had previously placed a $250,000 cap on the amount of money that candidates could raise after the election to repay old campaign loans. Well, Rojo took more than that. So he's just following the fine example of the ever-greasy senator from Texas, Ted Cruz. Because yeah. Ted Cruz created this problem on purpose just so he could create this carve-out and, you know, get himself some more money back. Johnson previously claimed he wouldn't seek to repay the $8.4 million. That's a lot of jingdom and outstanding loans he claimed his campaign owes him for loans in his 2010 and 2016 campaigns. I don't have any expectation to get paid back, Johnson told Business Insider on May 17th when asked about the comment on his financial disclosure form that noted all funds prior to prior campaigns have been deemed loans and suitable for repayment.
Oh, so he booked it as a loan and then said, I don't expect to get paid back. He didn't say he wouldn't pay himself back. He just said he didn't expect to. Well, so it's already, not really a lie.
Dom, if you believe the math, May 17th is after the four payments were made on May 3rd. He had already paid himself back in part, Dom. He's already collecting the dues.
Crudy, in fact, Johnson had begun to recoup some of those loans 2 weeks before he made the remarks to Insider. Crudy, man.
I can do math on the radio,
baby, according to the latest FEC report. A Johnson advisor, in a statement, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Monday, said the $400,000 payment is primarily against pre-Cruz ruling loans. The senator has little expectation that the full amounts will be repaid.
Well, not $8.4 million. You don't have that many friends.
You'd have to raise that money first. Last week, Johnson sent out multiple emails saying he needed to raise money to pay off old debts. I'll get straight to the point. Even though we won, my campaign had to take on some debt, Johnson wrote in one of these solicitations. I was hoping I could convince you to chip in now to help me pay off this debt.
Didn't Scott Walker have a similar email missive?
Help me pay me back. Help me pay me. Will you help me pay me?
Dom, will you help me pay me back? I think I owe me some money.
I totally owe
me. This radio career has been less than lucrative.
Dude,
so far.
I screwed myself last time. I owe myself a lot of money. And the interest I owe myself, I mean, 100% interest compounded twice daily adds up quickly.
If the donors would just pay you.
I know, man.
So you could pay you. Then you wouldn't have to work so damn hard.
I mean, you really don't even need to be a senator anymore. Wisconsin Democrats noted that Johnson has come under fire in the past after Packer, his plastics fabrication firm that he's since sold, paid him $10 million in deferred compensation shortly after his 2010 campaign. During that race, Johnson had personally loaned $9 million to his campaign to help him defeat Russ Feingold. And now, thanks to Ted Cruz's bogus arguments before the Supreme Court, he's bilking his donors to pay himself back a second time. Joe Osland, spokesman for the state Democratic Party, said, Ron Johnson owes Ted Cruz a thank you note for helping him put together the down payment for his next private jet.
You don't think he's really broke with multiple private jets? He could liquidate if necessary, could he not? I guess they're all in trusts.
Right. He doesn't own them. The latest FEC report from Johnson, who was reelected to a third term last year, shows the state's senior senator raised just over $1.8 million in the first half of 2023 and spent about $2 million, a sum that includes the $400,000 in repayments for old loans. He reported having about $550,000 in cash on hand as of June 30th.
No four-term Rojo.
Most recent financial disclosures filed in May says Johnson's net worth is between $21.3 and $86.2 million, making him among the Senate's most wealthy members. In 2020, he sold all of the ownership stake in Packer. A deal made him between $5 and $25 million. He makes $174,000 a year as a U.S. senator.
I wonder what he does, you know, on his off time. 844. I'm going to answer that question in a bit. 844-967-2789. Let's get to the audience. Steven from Green Bay. Welcome, sir. You're first today.
Hey, Steven.
Yay, I'm first. Nice to talk to you both again. Before I get into what I'm going to say, what happened to Ebone?
He doesn't work here any longer.
Oh, he doesn't. Okay. It's been a while since I've called, so I'm not in the 411 anymore. And your new calling system is beeping at me and chirping at me and everything else. So I have to get used to the new thing here.
We just moved into the new place, man. You can't complain about the carpeting yet.
It's a new squeaky sound you're hearing. That's what it is.
It's squeaky clean.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like a cheese curd, sure.
Yeah, work with us. Work with us, Steven.
So this is what I got to say. The Republican Party has been a wreck, to say the least, for quite a while, and this election is turning into more of an entertainment show than a legitimate election on the Republican side, which I think, based on who's running, that's kind of what we expected. But the Democratic side is actually surprising me, and is turning into a clown show as well a little bit, because you have Joe Biden, the incumbent, who is going to run. And then you have this guy named Robert Kennedy running as a Democrat. But everything I've heard so far, he kind of sounds like the Donald Trump of the Democratic Party. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Very conspiratorial in a number of fashions. Said some anti-Semitic things over the weekend that are going to help him out there with the electorate, I suspect. But his old man, Bobby Kennedy, he was a Dem. And of course, his uncle, JFK, was a Dem, so it seems logical he would run as a Dem. I just don't believe he is a Dem. But there are some people very nervous about both his candidacy and also third-party candidate Cornell Lake, who is running as the Green West Party. Cornell West, my bad. Cornell West has a lot of... he's a dynamic guy, and there are a lot of people looking for something other than Dems, red or blue team, and the Green team might be appealing, let's not forget. In the state of Wisconsin, Stephen, I know you're involved in the party. I believe, what was her name? Jill Stein bled about 36,000 votes away from the Democratic Party, one must assume. And Gary Johnson got like 130,000 votes. And of course, Donald Trump only won this state by about 21,000. Now, the only third party effort that I recall last election cycle when it was Joe Biden was Kanye. He was late with his ballot signatures. He didn't make it on the ballot.
Well, he was also working with Trump's crew and the attorneys and all that. So, yeah, Stephen, it's shaping up to be that. What's your thought, man? I mean, do you think there's viability to the West candidate, the Green Party candidates? I mean, this Kennedy seems like a wackadoodle. Where do you stand right now, Stephen?
So, So to be honest with you, as you know, I am part of the Democratic Party, but I'm only part of the Democratic Party because the way things are set up right now, it's kind of a two-party system.
Yeah.
If it ever got to the point where it was more of a three-party system and a third party could get in and be more viable, depending on what party they end up being, I might actually identify with them more. As far as a party, I'm more of a green party. I'm more environmentalist than anything. But this is what I have to say. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party, one is kind of messing up faster than the other, but they're both not where they should be. And if a third party can get its act together and convince enough people, I think we could have some real real shakeup in the way that elections are run in this country.
Well, here's the problem, Stephen. There is no viable third party at this point. There really is not. It's not the Greens. It's certainly not the Libertarians.
Well, they're the third largest party consistently in the country.
Yeah, 1.5%. That's not getting it done.
DeSantis,
man,
is in second place.
Wasn't Tommy Thompson's brother, didn't he run as a Libertarian?
No, I don't remember.
Ed Thompson, something like that. 844-967-2789.
I would just say that. Obviously, I voted Libertarian. I emceed the Libertarian State Convention back in 2016. Crudy,
I was there.
Yeah. And I got a lot of love for some of the philosophies of the Libertarian Party, you know, individualism, all that fine stuff.
I got less love for telling 1.5% of jokes.
Well, I do appreciate it, though, Crudy. Yeah, you got to have a sense of humor.
We entertained us.
I'm always entertained, man. I have low expectations. But did Gary Johnson, did Jill Stein, did that give the election perhaps to Donald Trump? Well, you ask some of my progressive friends.
Numerically.
They'd probably say, yeah, Dom, it was you and those 130 and the other 30. And
I blame the 36,000 that voted for Jill Stein as well. And I felt like it was a disastrous outcome for the country, obviously, Donald Trump. And I do believe electorally he thread the eye of the needle. I've never said his election was less than legitimate, but we can never go back there. You know what I mean? I don't know if you saw some of the new reporting, Maggie Haberman at the New York Times. Yeah. I mean, autocracy.
But putting the authoritarian and authoritarianism,
fascism.
Yeah.
Like, that's their plan. Like, yeah, if Trump gets reelected, he's going to pull in, what, the FCC, for example, was one of his proposals. We are regulated. As a radio station, we get our licensure from the FCC. And if we don't honor our community of license and don't do the right things and, you know, put profane materials out there or too much CJ, we could get our license pulled. Or Donald Trump could make it his own personal petty, what, division of the executive branch?
Vendetta.
And Donald Trump could decide he doesn't like the greatest radio show ever, and he's going to take us off the air, take civic media off the air, fail to renew our licensing. Because if it's one man's instrument of personal vendetta and pettiness, and that man happens to be the president of the United States, oh, he can go grab that.
And if that man happens to be Donald Trump, there is an unlimited supply of personal pettiness and vindictiveness.
Well, I've got a little to spare myself.
You guys got that in common.
Come back with us. That, and we're taller than you.
Yeah, with little hands.
My hands are fine. Everybody says I have large hands. Medium at worst. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Text, call, and be merry.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW. GBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 59. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 82. Partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy. Low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Mid 80s. Partly cloudy skies Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 86.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Oh, 1 PM, the Todd Alba Show.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank you for listening. You can join this fine program. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, or download the Civic Media super cool app. You can text and call directly from the app.
Dominic, I can see the world walking by the shiny new Mad Radio Solidarity Realty Studio, State and Dayton Street, right here downtown Madison. It's been forever coming, but we're here today. We're in the same room. We're having a good time. And I want to talk about something, Dom. You know, once upon a time, I used to be a golfer. I love the sport of golf. And I gave it all up, really, for radio work with you. Do you remember that,
I know,
that first program director? I was wearing like a golf pullover when we signed up to do this little novel show, this bright idea we had. We'd do a little talking on the radio. And
so
said,
1 hour a Saturday show?
Well, yeah, until golf season starts. And then I'm going to lose you to the golf course because I was wearing a PGA pullover. Well, you know who shares my affinity for golf?
Who's that, Michael?
Donald Trump. And U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. The only difference between me and, let's say, Trump and Rojo, are I gave up the sport so I could, you know, keep up with the political headlines. And those boys, they're still big fans. And the difference between them and I, let's just say, is the Saudis. I don't think there should have been a merger between the LIV Golf, and that's not an important topic most days, except for what it represents. The LIV Golf is what? The Saudi Royal Fund.
Yes.
Funding golf at the highest levels. And occasionally the murder of U.S. journalists like Khashoggi. And some...
By Bonesaw, the leader of the Saudis had Khashoggi
murdered. And then cut apart and
never found again. Yeah,
yes, something like that.
Yeah. So, but he's investing that money from the oil crude, so in golf. So how bad can it be?
Here's a headline. You found this one originally, Dom. Ron Johnson. I have the deepest sympathy for the 9/11 families. But
oh man, why does there gotta be a but? Just period.
Here's how this article begins at the New Republic. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson understands that 9/11 was not great and that it's not awesome that Saudi Arabia killed an American resident and journalist. But dang it, he just loves golf too much to not give Saudi Arabia at least a little slack.
I mean, what are you going to do, the world we live in these days?
So this, actually, we're going to play out some sound. He appeared on the Squawk Box. Ron Johnson, CNBC, and he made this statement. We're going to play it for you. Aaron Zommers, our fine producer, if you could just play it for the people.
Do you have an issue with Saudi money being used to have either a partnership or an ownership of the PGA Tour? Do you have a problem with that?
Well, listen, I have the deepest sympathy for the 9/11 families. I understand the issue of sports washing.
I don't think there's any there's not enough billions of dollars for the Saudis to wash away the stain of the brutal Khashoggi murder. But the reality is, you know, we all buy oil. We use, we drive cars. You know, we are the ones that are filling up the coffers of the public investment fund. I would rather have the Saudis invest their oil wealth in the U.S. as opposed to China or Russia. That's just the reality of the world. And again, I'm a lover of the game of golf. I love watching golf. I want to see the best golfers in the world compete against each other and not be split into different leagues and pretty well destroy the competition at the highest level.
Do you have an issue with Saudi money?
Well, if it's about your watching of your beloved golf.
I mean,
why can't we give the Saudis a break, Dom? I want to see golf at the highest level on Sundays. I want to see some championship golf. I don't want to see that diluted by two different leagues.
Oh, I know.
I mean, what, are we back in the USFL days? Whatever happened to the USFL? Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump bankrupted it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And listen, if you are truly, if you truly feel for the 9/11 parties, 9/11 families, I don't think it comes off like that. He had to throw all the things out there. Well, you know, I really feel bad about the 9/11 families. And yeah, I get the whole thing about sports washing. You know, not billions of dollars to wash the Khashoggi blood off their hands. Well, apparently there is. Apparently there is. And Ron Johnson, the senior senator, the great state of Wisconsin, he is down. Also tweeted out on this topic, Senator Ron Johnson on CNBC about the Saudi investment in pro golf, quote, "They've got $600 or $700 billion. Do we want them to just burn the money?" This is Ron Johnson. So, I think it continues the trend of these Republicans embracing these totalitarian regimes. Yeah, we buy oil. Lots of people buy oil from the Saudis. The oil I get it from Texas. I get U.S. made gas. That's what I do. I mean, come on, Ron Johnson. Do we have what is our obligation to the citizens of this country? Oh yeah, I really feel bad about the 9/11. Well, yeah, that was the Saudis. That was a lot of Saudis there.
But what you're not making accounting for?
Oh, he likes golf.
Well, he very much likes watching golf. Yes. Not a diluted form of your preferred golf, but also LIV Golf has a partnership with Donald Trump. They pay as much as $50 million a year to host their championship at Donald Trump's National Doral Golf Club.
I mean, the ways the money launder is just unbelievable.
That kind of money is top of mind for Johnson, who wonders what we would want Saudi Arabia to do with all that cash instead, if not buying out teams and leagues right and left in a massive, let's call it a sports washing campaign.
I don't know. Maybe you could take
Sounds
that
better
money.
Than money laundering.
Maybe you could take that. It is money laundering, man.
Yes, it is. Yes,
take
I was going
money,
to lay that out
those
for you.
Billions of dollars and, I don't know, compensate the citizens of America whose families were killed by the terrorist attack on 9/11. There's one thing we could do. You don't want them to burn it. You know, you don't have to burn it. You could, you know, compensate people for the terror you inflicted upon them. You could compensate Khashoggi's wife. You could, you know, let women drive in your country. You could do
think
all
of it,
sorts of things.
Think of it like repaying yourself with donor money like you've done recently, Senator
right.
Johnson.
Right. I mean, there's lots of things you do with several $100 billion.
844-967-2789. You can call us. Doesn't cost you anything. Bill from South Milwaukee sneaking the end here before the top.
Hey, Bill.
What do you got for us, Bill?
Hey, well, thanks for slipping me in there. Two things. Number one, you were recalling Scott Walker's run for president and him with the pickets, the protest signs in Iowa.
Yes.
I preferred, there was a picture I saw of him. He made an appearance in Philadelphia, and somebody had a sign right up next to him that says, "Scott Walker sniffs his own poop."
You know, there were people that followed Scott Walker to counter-protest his presidential campaign all the way to England. We had a nice couple on our show.
Well, the other thing I mentioned, Ed Thompson did indeed run the Libertarian candidate for governor in 2002 against Jim Doyle and Scott McCallum.
And it was one of the most successful campaigns by a Libertarian ever, but I think it was, you know, the old man's, his brother's, Tommy. They thought they were voting for Tommy. Come back. I hope you realize you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. This is no longer Matt Flynn Direct. And we'll be back for the happier happy hour. Hope you come back with us. I know you will.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-64.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.